Colorado Governor Jared Polis has extended the temporary ban on evictions, which was set to expire today, until June 13th. It may be a temporary fix for a looming eviction crisis. Eleanor Bennett reports, as many in the Roaring Fork Valley struggle to pay rent during COVID-19, local organizations are working to start conversations between tenants and landlords before evictions start.
Longtime local resident Maria lives in a shared mobile home in Elgebel. She says she's worried about paying her $300 a month rent this summer. We're not using her full name because she's undocumented.
I do housekeeping. My life is very simple. I work. And now with the quarantine, we can't even work.
Maria moved to the Valley 20 years ago from Veracruz, Mexico. She says living paycheck to paycheck has been hard at times, but she's always had a steady job to rely on. That's until March, when the Snowmass Hotel she works for closed. Like most undocumented immigrants during the pandemic, Maria says she's not eligible for emergency government assistance or unemployment benefits. But she says she recently received $950 in financial support from local nonprofit Manaus.
Thank God right now I have enough to get by. You know, it just comes down to me having to really stretch that. Like, for example, this month I do have the money to pay the rent, but I don't have it for July or August. So that's how it has affected me.
Jennifer Wary, the director of Alpine Legal Services, is trying to help those like Maria struggling to pay rent. They provide free civil legal aid to vulnerable citizens and victims of crimes from Parachute to Aspen. Many of their clients are seeking protection from an eviction.
These next couple of weeks, we're doing all we can to prevent what people are saying will be a tsunami of evictions.
Wary says it will be hard to stop the wave of evictions in the courts alone. That's why their firm is starting a free mediation program for landlords and tenants. While every situation is different, Wary says mediators help facilitate a realistic payment plan that both parties can agree to. This could include negotiating rent extensions, forgiving a portion of the rent, or connecting tenants with economic relief grants.
We want to build a collaborative culture right now and get landlords and tenants talking to one another and avoiding evictions to begin with.
Wary says Alpine Legal Services is part of a network of local institutions called Mountain Voices Project. Together, they formed a team of volunteers to call local tenants, landlords, and lenders and find out what they're experiencing.
The stress is not just on tenants who are frankly facing homelessness, but also landlords are feeling an enormous amount of stress because ultimately, they hold the power in determining how many tenants they are going to be evicting and balancing that against their own financial well-being.
Wary says evictions hurt more than just those who lose their home.
Evictions are detrimental, you know, obviously, not just for the landlords who might have a hard time finding new tenants right now and who want to avoid the expense of filing an eviction, but evictions make it very hard for tenants to rent again, which ultimately leads to homelessness for so many people, which is incredibly costly for our entire community.
Robert Hubble is the manager of Crawford Properties, which owns the Elgebel Mobile Home Park, along with other commercial real estate. Hubble says they've been through tough times before, including the 2008 financial crisis and the Basalt Fire. But COVID-19 is different.
This has been much longer and much slower to get back to opening businesses. And we have seen, obviously, an increase in delinquencies. We're usually very low in delinquency rates, usually around 1%. But now we're at 13, 14%.
Hubble says they haven't signed up for a mediation program, but they're working with nonprofits like Valley Settlement and English in Action to help their tenants apply for economic assistance.
For us, evictions are a last resort. I've been managing Elgebel for, I think, 11 years. I think we've evicted one person. We work as hard as we can with our tenants so they can stay in their home.
For her part, Maria says she's looking forward to when she can get back to work and not have to worry about paying her rent on time.
I'm hoping for change, you know, like Mexicans, we say hope dies last.
Alpine Legal Services wants to expand their mediation program throughout the Roaring Fork Valley and Garfield County. They've joined Mountain Voices Project in proposing a fund backed by local governments and private donors to support both landlords and tenants. It's the kind of creative solution that just might be needed to keep hope alive for those like Maria. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Eleanor Bennett.